Welcome back, folks. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. We are here on WAUK Radio every Monday night from 7 to 8, 540 a.m., 101 or 92.7 FM. And we are here tonight with a true, true badger. You know, an MBA grad from UW-Madison, Sarah Harrison. Mm-hmm. She is the candidate, folks, for Assembly District 13. And we were talking sort of about scare tactics of of some folks in the far right of the current Republican Party. And just before I come back to Sarah, I think people, I don't know if you know this, folks, but I served with Dean Knutson on the Wisconsin Election Commission. He was admittedly a pretty right-wing conservative Republican. And he was run off of the Wisconsin Election Commission by folks, and for one reason, because he had the integrity and the guts to say Donald Trump didn't get enough Republican votes in 2020, and that's why he lost. Mm-hmm. And because of that, they ran him off the election commission. And not only that, folks, there was a sheriff out of Racine County, a Republican sheriff, that was willing to put Dean Knutson in prison for letting seniors vote in the middle of a pandemic. So these scare tactics are not just theoretical, right? Mm-hmm. We are dealing with bullies, big time bullies. So what are these scare tactics these bullies are using?
Yeah, so you hear a lot of dog whistles about that folks are saying that the curriculum should be controlled by parents instead of teachers because they want to change some of the things that are being taught in terms of the honest version of our history, which we were talking about. And they're trying to create a moral uproar to try to get people focused on that. And my personal opinion is that they're trying to get people thinking about these moral boogeyman issues so they don't pay attention to a lot of the decisions that are being made that really don't benefit most people. When you look at a lot of the financial decisions that are being made, they benefit a very thin slice at the very top of the pyramid. And folks, when they get wrapped around the axle on something that's a moral issue in their eyes, I think they tend to let other things slide that they otherwise wouldn't. And I truly think that's the strategy. And I know it sounds like 10 years ago, if current Sarah would have said that to past Sarah would have said, "Oh, you're being paranoid." But you see it so much now that I truly think it's a strategic plan to try to distract attention from
I think you're absolutely right. I think one of the issues, and you know, we wanted to get to public health and safety, but I'm a hunter. I deer hunt. I pheasant hunt. And I see this scare tactic come down around this whole gun issue, right?
Yeah.
I think every major court of appeals around the country has said AR-15s can be regulated, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you're out here deer hunting, you do not need military guns, right? I do not know a single hunter that goes out there with, you know, a banana clip trying to shoot deer. Mm-hmm. And so you address that. I saw that on your webpage. How do you address public safety? And
Well, specifically within that realm of gun safety, you're absolutely right. The military-style weapons, there's no real reason for a civilian to need that. You don't need that for self-defense, and you definitely don't need or probably want it for hunting. If you're any type of a sportsman, you're not going to take that out there. Plus, if you're going to, you know, have some venison later, you don't want to find all the bullets in there, right?
Right. Well, and the other thing is we don't want them in our schools killing our kids, right?
No, absolutely not. So I didn't mean to make light of the issue, but truly, I mean, my kids have grown up in a world where they had to learn active gun shooter policies and procedures from day one of kindergarten. And
it's crazy.
It's really sad to me when I think about that. They don't even think twice about it anymore, which to me is really sad because it's a desensitized thing. But, you know, that's the world that they're growing up in now, is that that's just part of what we've accepted as normal. And we do not have to accept that as being normal, that people who are civilians could have these military style weapons. So that's one thing that I would, you know, absolutely propose, is getting those types of weapons out of civilians' hands. And then simple background checks. It's not a highly complicated solution to a problem that we definitely have seen impacts people, you know, literally a matter of life and death for folks. So those are the two simple things I want to do. I'm not coming to take everybody's gun. I recognize you have a right to have a handgun and to have, you know, to bear arms, but let's keep it reasonable.
Yeah, and I think here we should just walk around proud on that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is not the Wild West.
No.
Okay, I mean, that should be the world of movies.
Right.
But this current policy that's driven by this complete kowtowing to the NRA has made our schools and our society much, much more dangerous.
Absolutely.
So we're coming up here to the end of the show, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
Affordable health care. How do you see that as on your agenda? Is
absolutely.
It there?
Yes, absolutely. Affordable, accessible healthcare is a human right. It's not a privilege. It's not something that you should have to have certain check boxes that you check in order to receive affordable and accessible healthcare. And I include reproductive care in that as well. Excuse me. So regardless of your income level, regardless of the neighborhood you live in, you should be able to have that life-sustaining and life-saving healthcare available to you, easily available to you. That to me, that's just, that is the one thing that we can do, the best thing we can do for folks to keep them, to make their life easier, as I said.
Sarah, this is the Paul Revere Show. Sarah Harrison, folks, make a note of that. The election is November 8th. This is Attorney Mark Thompson. This is the Paul Revere Show. I'm here with the greatest producer in the world, Evan Preston. And we thank you all for listening. This is the Devil's Radio, WAUK, folks. 5:40 a.m. Talk to you next Monday night. Thank you again. Paul Revere Show. Fight for democracy, folks. We got a lot to do. Thank you.